Welcome back to another edition of Overtime, period number one on Monday, February 15th. We have a special interview coming up with Detroit Lakes Lakers coach Chris DiNardo as our own Tim Kolmainen catches up with him. The Lakers currently stand at 15-7-4 overall. They're 6-2, second place in the Mid-State Conference, improving big time on their 7-19-1 record from last year, and they play out of the Section 6A. They'll have to deal with the Alexandria Cardinals, who currently are in second place of the Central Lakes Conference behind Brainerd. They could be the top seed there. As well as the Sartell St. Stephen edition, 15-6-2 on their season. Northern Lakes, a team they've split with, is in the mix as well. You have Wilmer in there. It's going to be a good run in the Section 6AA, but for their section record so far, they are 6-4-1. The goal for this team is to come up with a home game in the first round of the playoffs, as they have a very good shot at being in the top four seeds, if not higher. So we'll take a look at that. DiNardo and Kolmainen will talk about that much more. Also, you can't forget about their outstanding offensive production. They've tallied 154 goals on the season. Their power play clicks at 27%, and leading the way is the big guy, Tanner Lane. The guy can get it done, 90 points on the season, and he's really close to that 100-point marker. Two games for sure guaranteed to get there, but the guy, without question, 49 goals, 41 assists, 90 points. Alex Phelps, Nate Baker, Andy Shupp, Alex Mason. The entire crew gets the job done for this squad. You know, they've got a nice balanced addition. Andrew Friesen holds down the pipes and net. Let's take a listen in on the interview with Tim and Chris.
This is Tim Kolmainen with The Breakdown, talking with Detroit Lakes coach Chris DiNardo about the Lakers' great season so far, their possibility of a home game in the Section 6A playoffs, and what it'll take to put a run together in the playoffs.
Attribute the turnaround to? I remember talking to you last year about the program, and you were mentioning, you know, that it's traditionally had some strong teams in the past, but there was kind of a lull, and you wanted to.
Yeah, you know,
bring it's been quick.
Yep. I think you know, the biggest thing last year is we're real young. You know, there's a lot to learn. The kids just didn't learn much the previous couple of years, and you know, we had to learn how to play hockey, plain and simple. You know, and that was the biggest thing. Is just getting all the basics down first, and not just trying to rely on one player like it obviously has been in the past. And you know, you can see we can put three lines out here on the ice, and we can roll with just about anybody. So you know, that's the biggest thing. The kids buy into the system that we were putting forth, and then just a lot of hard work on the kids' part every day at practice. You know, buying into what we're teaching them and doing all the little things right. And sometimes when you lose games like this, it's the little things that cost you if you don't do them right, and that's just it's right back to the drawing board again the next day, and you just keep hashing them out, and then it's just automatic. So, you know, that's the biggest thing. You know, buying into the system and then the hard work the kids are putting in is the biggest thing. You know, they really, I think they appreciate, you know, me coming in here and, you know, bringing some knowledge of the game and whatnot. I've had some success before building programs, so. It's you know, they got excited about that, and that's the biggest thing.
It couldn't have been too tough to convince them. I mean, the turnarounds happened pretty fast.
No, not at all, not at all. You know, I think they were so hungry to learn something that it was just all excitement with them last year. You know, even last year we didn't win a lot of games, but we lost. I think of our 18, we lost 11 of them were by a goal or a goal in an open net. So they found that success a little bit last year. You know, and. That's what kind of got them excited and hungry. They knew they were right there. They knew they were on the cusp of moving forward. And this year, we've really, you know, set a tone for this team. You know, our biggest thing is we got a lot of speed and a lot of skill on our squad. The biggest thing that we probably lack maybe a little bit is still some poise yet and some strength in the D zone. You know, and like I said, we're still pretty young yet. You know, we still rely mainly on juniors and sophomores and a couple seniors. So, you know. The boys are still learning as we go, and there's still a process to it yet. And, you know, hopefully every success they find this year will carry over to the next season.
I think watching you last year, I saw you, I think, two games last year. This is the first time I've seen you this year, but I think you're right. I mean, I think you definitely looked like there were a lot more kids out there that were going to do something with the puck instead of just waiting, like you said.
Exactly. Now, that's the name of our game is puck movement and speed, you know, and we like to get into the offensive zone and attack and work over the other team's defensemen and get quick shots on the net. And, you know, the good thing about Park Rapids tonight is they really boxed out the net well, and every time our top line was on the ice, they had two guys on our top guy, you know, and that makes it tough for him to find space, and they did a good job at that. And we had to rely on the rushes up ice with him to get the points. You know, that was the thing. that's what we get down to. If we get teams that are really bottling up that line, then we start working the quick attacks into the zone and making working plays right away as we get across the blue line. So, you know, it worked for the three goals, but unfortunately you need your other lines to step up and score too. And unfortunately they didn't, the other lines didn't put the puck in the net tonight, so, you know, it cost us a little bit.
Tell me a little bit about Tanner then too. Clearly he looks even better this year than he did last year too.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like he's...
Yeah. You know, the thing with him, you know, when I got here last year, I could tell right away, he's had a hockey career of give the puck to Tanner.
Let him go. Let's stand back and wait, huh?
Exactly. But you can't do that in high school, you know. People catch on at some point, and space becomes limited for him. And he's got to work with his line mates and his teammates to give him more space, you know, give him more opportunities. And that's what it is. Tanner's bought into it. He used his line mates to the fullest. That kid will move the puck, get to an open area, get it back, and then make his attack work, you know, versus last year trying to, you know, at the start of the year, trying to skate through the whole team. You know, I saw it the whole start of last season, and it took us a half the season to break him a bit. You know, he only had like 18 or 20 points, I think, the first half of the season, and by the time he started getting into it, you know, by the end of the year, he's got 50-some points already. You know, if he would have just... you know, had some of that before, you know, it'd have been a completely different thing. But you know what? He's really taken to what I've been teaching him. And I tell you, with his skill, speed, and size, just give him a little bit of that hockey knowledge as to what you can do with that speed, skill, and size. He's taken it to the fullest. And you can see him. He picked up another 3 points tonight. So it's like 87, 88 points on the year.
Yeah, just an amazing number.
Yeah, so I mean, he does it every night, you know. You know, I didn't think he probably didn't have the greatest game tonight because, like I said, they did have a couple guys on him at all times, but he still found a way to get the points out there, you know, and that's his thing. And so he's a great asset to have on the team, believe me. I would a coach's dream, you know, to have a kid like this. So he's having a fantastic year.
I was talking to Pete over there after the game, and he said, yeah, we made sure. After he walked through us a couple of times there, we made sure we had somebody constantly on him. Said, you know, don't even worry about it. Watch him. You know, stay on him.
That's. I mean, if I was an opposing coach, that's what I would do. I'd set a guy on him that could handle him and just get in his ear and you know, and get him frustrated. And that's kind of what happens on a lot of nights. But I tell you, when he uses his, that's the opportunity for him to use his line mates. That's when his line mates pick up the points and pick up the goals, you know, and he does that. You know, he's found a way to do that.
Yeah, he had a real nice pass to, was it Phelps, Alex Phelps there?
Yeah.
On the goal that he scored.
Yep.
Same thing. It looked like people came to him.
Yep.
And he fed it across. And
yep, that's nightly. I mean, that's nightly for him. He'll feed the whole line that he's on with if he can, you know. Sometimes to his detriment at times, you know, he's a very unselfish player and looking to move that puck, and I tell you, he makes some beautiful passes, uses his defenseman well. That's the biggest thing, is most teams will just suck to him so we can get shots from our points, you know. And he's really seen the ice well this year, and obviously he's picking up the points because of it.
About Section 6A? It's a little bit more wide open this year. You don't have Little Falls running away with everything.
I think it's completely wide open. You know, we played Sartell here about a week ago when they were number one in the section, and I tell you, we were three open nets away from winning the game, you know, and we were right there with them. In fact, I thought we had the better of the play for most of the game, so, I mean, we knew right then and there we can contend in this section this year. And I'd say, you know, when you look at it from, like, 1 through 6, it's wide open. I mean, it really is. You know, Little Falls is a feisty little team we played last weekend. They came out and they worked hard. They did the same
thing. Speaking
of
young teams.
Exactly. You know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be anybody's ballgame. I don't think there's one team you can walk out and say, you know what, that team's going to state this year. It's just impossible in our section this year. I think we have every chance as the next team. We just got to clean up our D zone, you know.
I was just going to ask you, what's it going to take then to get through there?
Clean up our D zone. You know, that's our... we got to limit our mistakes in the D zone. We were doing that at the start of the year, and all of a sudden, the last... we had a great game against Sartell, but all of a sudden, all the last couple of games we played, even Tuesday when we played Bagley, they weren't really in our zone very often, but the things that we did at the start of the year really well, moving the puck from the defense to the forwards, just isn't quite there right now. It's just we've lost it a little bit. We got to put our finger on it. And it's one of those things I was telling you where it's got to be repetition and practice and just keep at it. You don't change and go away from it, you know. And so I think once we get that back, I think we're going to be just fine. You know, because we got the offense. We know that. Now it's time to shore up the defensive zone. You can see that here tonight. You know, we had a couple of lulls in front of the net. He's got all muscled on just a couple bad plays we made in front of our own net, and it cost us the game. And that can't be, it's an end of the season there if you do that in sections. So.
Thank you very much, Tim. That was our own Tim Kulminen, joined by Chris DiNardo, head coach of the Detroit Lakes Lakers, as they file that special interview. We get ready for sections. They're coming up down the pipe. Things will be interesting in the 6A. That's going to do it for this edition of Overtime. Period number two coming up in a bit.